Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Gabrini, and this is the podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. It's very important for us to be grateful for all the things that we have accomplished. And while we do look for that next goal, we do aim to go higher, we need to look back every once in a while and really recognize what we have. And sometimes it's harder to choose joy and gratitude than on other days, but in this episode, you'll learn exactly how to make it easier for yourself to choose joy and gratitude and live a life of gratitude. Today's guest is a successful entrepreneur who once found herself working in three jobs, 80 to 90 hours each week. Now, though, the path has changed. She has taken the stage with the likes of Grant Cardone, Les Brown, Darren Hardy, Lewis Howes, and more, where her online marketing, branding techniques, and human performance strategies are unlike any other in the industry, and the world has taken note. Her fourth company, Life Intended, launched to massive success in 2015 and has never slowed down, training advancing entrepreneurs to create accelerated results, maximum profits, and make winning in life an inevitable. Inevitability is her everyday focus on an international scale. Today's guest for episode 136 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Danelle Delgado. Danelle, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Mark, your energy has already fired me up. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about today.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And joy and gratitude, those are two very important topics because we can achieve all the success. But if we're so focused on what we haven't achieved and we're not experiencing that joy and gratitude, we're not really able to fully, like, it hurts our ability to enjoy life. But before we get into utilizing joy and gratitude and making those part of our lives, I'm wondering, why are they so important for you? Like, when did you first realize that you need to take them more seriously?
Absolutely. It's a great question, right? I think for those of us who would be people listening to your podcasts or hanging out with me, we're natural drivers, right? We, you know, it's just like the podcast. We go until we make it happen, right? And for me, that drive sometimes clouded and kept me from a lot of joy. I was so focused on hitting a goal. Sometimes I forgot to enjoy the journey, right? Or sometimes there were pieces that were so difficult, I thought about giving up. But everything is perspective, right? In life, whether you get customers or not, it's based on their perspective of your service, whether they love you or not, or like what you have to offer. Everything is based around perspective. And a lot of entrepreneurs, their perspective gets clouded by hard times, big goals, and they forget to focus on the one thing that really creates success. And in my opinion, it's gratitude. Gratitude began a theme for me when I felt like I had won everything and lost everything in the same day. You know, wow. I had a lot of challenges in my life. I got divorced. I had three tiny children. I had to make a change. That's when I launched into business, and business is difficult, right? Business grows you or exposes you, and it exposed all of my weaknesses immediately. And it was hard, right? I had to provide for my kids. I finally hit some huge ground selling and, you know, felt like I'd found my element, and I was leading people, and I was told I had cancer. And in that moment, everything shifted for me. You know, I was in my early 30s and felt like I'd finally recovered the disaster of divorce and, you know, disappointing everybody who loved me. I felt like I had finally, like, recovered. And found out I was going to be starting a really terrible battle. And where most people can go into depression and ask the question, why me? I was given a gift. Corey Calvin gave me a journal, actually took me to Barnes & Noble and said, pick out a journal. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, I was really frustrated that day. I'm like, this is the worst news you could ever have. I have three kids who count on me. Why are we going to Barnes & Noble? You know? And we bought the journal, and he opened it up, and inside he wrote, every single day, I need you to write down 10 things you're grateful for and three goals that you have every day. And I was like, I sat down and I was like, I'm not really grateful today for anything. Like, I might die. This is the worst news ever. What do you mean? What am I grateful for? I'm grateful I had 30 years, you know, and I kind of was being a jerk about it. And he said, I just need you to do it. And in 4 months, we can talk about it. And I was like, wow. You know, I was kind of like, what kind of friend are you? But the truth is, he was the greatest friend in the world at that moment. And I started the practice. And this practice of writing down, I added to it, right? 10 things we're grateful for every day, 3 goals we have, and something that we have learned that day from personal development, reading, somebody we spent time with that we're going to implement. So those 3 things, gratitude, growth, and goals. But the real shifter for me, by learning how to see life in a different light. Every challenge is there for a reason. It's really leading you to a comeback, a build up, a win that you can't yet see. But it was clouded by all my negativity, right? Clouded by why me, what if. And when I started practicing gratitude in this way, success really took on a new level for me and a new insight, and everything shifted. And I believe the power to do that is what creates paradigm shifts really fast, right? Rather than it taking a lifetime for you to fix something, gratitude can shift things in 90 days. That's what I believe.
And I mean, doing that reflection and forcing yourself to think about what you're grateful for, that does definitely change your mindset. But you also mentioned that you first came across this at a very dark time in your life, and other people listening to this may also be in a dark time in their lives as well. And I feel like during it's easier to be grateful when the sun's shining bright, the day's perfect, everything's going your way, and all these goals are happening. But during those dark times, it's also important to stay grateful and have that sense of gratitude. So like you actually started during that time. So how are you able to just convince yourself to start listing things to be grateful for and doing all those things during that dark time?
Right. What a great question. You know, we come to a point in life where we make a decision, right? Growing up, my grandpa always said, you're one decision away from changing your life at all times, for the good or for the bad, right? You get out there, you hop in a car, you turn right, somebody crashes into you, you made a choice, that choice changed your life, right? You say a word, you can't get back, right? Good or bad, we come down to our decisions. And that day I was given that journal, I had a choice to live in fear of dying or capitalizing on the day. And I think it was just a day I looked myself in the mirror and said, I'm not going down this way, right? And so I really believe change happens only 2 ways. Either choice over time consistently, right? Where we choose to be grateful, we choose to shift things every single day, and over time we create it as a habit. Or we make the shift or a change from massive emotional trauma, right? Those are the 2 things that cause massive shifts. And for me, I had a massive emotional trauma in which I wasn't willing to go down the wrong way. And so I believed, you know, Corey, I believed it was the right choice. And so it was a struggle though, every single day. But I forced myself to make something a habit. So every single day before I went to bed, when I woke up, I'd put that gratitude journal on my pillow. So I would think about it before I laid my head down or before I sat in my bed, I had to write those things. So it was on my pillow for 4 months, right? Now it's on there every single day. And I just saw how life started changing when I started thinking differently. When, you know, hard times come up, when you run out of money, when you have problems with technology, if you're working online, right? I'm sure doing a podcast, you've had some technology troubles, right? You have challenges that pop up. And when they do, instead of being frustrated and, you know, you see, okay, why am I meant to slow down for a minute? What's the opportunity here? Every challenge is an opportunity to see what you're made of. And that practice showed me pretty immediate results. And so as humans, we do what brings us joy. We don't do what brings us pain. So you know, we try to avoid those things. So as I was trying to protect myself, gratitude brought me results I'd been looking for my whole life. So then it became something I was addicted to, which is great. It's a great thing to be addicted to.
I definitely agree, because when you do that, you do, again, change your mindset. And if you have a happy mindset, it's easier for you to put in the work, and it's easier to approach challenges in a more positive way. And you mentioned how you use the bookends of the day to think about gratitude. And while it is easy to do something like write a list of things you're grateful for, things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. So what are your recommendations for people who maybe they want to start a gratitude journal or something like that, but for some, they just feel like they're not able to find the time? And even, like, I know you do the bookends, but like, how do we commit to the gratitude journal?
You know, I think it's all about focusing on the big result you want in life, right? If you want a big result, if you want something different than you've done so far, you have to do something different, right? Now, I could sit here and list all of the success stories who I've worked with because they have implemented this practice, right? I could tell you about James, who went from making $700 a month to over $25,000 a month in the last 7 months, and he attributes it all to this practice of gratitude, you know, working through some personal things that really led to his business success. I could tell you about doctors and physicians and, you know, massive online champions who have done that. So one thing that's going to trigger you to do that is, I'm telling you right here, you're listening to this podcast for a reason. Massive success stories I have seen happen because of this. So if you want to do something different, you have to force yourself to do something different and create a habit. So stick it with something that you do every day, right? You brush your teeth every day, or you wouldn't have any friends. Nobody would talk to you. So you brush your teeth. Every time you brush your teeth, you put that new habit that's going to help you with gratitude. You know, you've never read a book. You think you don't have time. Well, if you don't have time, you're never going to have time for success. So put it with a shower. You have a shower, you start playing your Audible on your phone app and listening to business books while you're in the shower, because you're going to shower anyway. Like, what can you attach it to that you already do that doesn't take up any time? Right? For me, it was, I'm watching all these successful people. Successful people do the same things. They have the same habits. It's really easy to study them. People who don't, or if you hang around with people who don't have success, you never will, right? You'll never out-earn your self-esteem or your circle. So if you want to fix your circle, you have to attach those good habits to something you already do every day until they become normal.
And it's really interesting how you say connect a new habit with some of your existing habits. And I mean, brushing teeth and taking a shower, like, those are some of the habits where, like, you don't have to, like, tell me, for instance, to brush my teeth or take a shower. That's something that a lot of people automatically do. So being able to hook that habit of gratitude in there will make it, it'll definitely make it much easier to accomplish. And part of being grateful is being able to be happy with where we are and know that we're moving forward. And as we do go on this forward path, there are some things that block us from reaching our full potential. And I'm wondering, what do you believe holds most people back from reaching their full potential?
Yeah, number one is doubt, right? Self-doubt. And usually it's not self-inflicted, it's opinion inflicted. Right? A lot of people doubt if they can do it, if they're worthy of it, if they've earned it. A lot of times it's because it's something or an experience that they've had before where they've failed, or somebody told them they weren't worth it enough. It's amazing, even the giant CEOs that I work with have a little bit of self-doubt, you know, being too hard on themselves, those kinds of things. And I think for me, what I did is, self-confidence was always an issue for me, but the only way I could overcome that was by competence, was by learning the facts so that I could shut down any doubts, because I had the facts to back it up. I had proof. So You know, I think the biggest block for most people is doubt that they're going to be the one, that they could actually create millions of dollars, right? Like, I created it, didn't even know I created it because I was just so focused on building competence and confidence and everything I could do to win. So, you know, for me, it's start focusing on the things that are going to have proof for you. Start focusing on the knowledge you could gain, the people you connect to, as opposed to those roadblocks, because the right knowledge solves every problem, right? The right circle has the resources to overcome any problem that you have. So for me, it was just filling those holes that could be my doubtful areas with truth, fact, and the right people to help me solve it. And then those things went away.
And you mentioned doubt, which is something, it's a very important issue that affects a lot of people. And you mentioned like filling those holes, like surrounding yourself with the right people, consuming the right content to build up your self-education. But is there anything else we could do to eliminate that sense of doubt, or does it just come down to those core areas?
I absolutely think that one part you have to attach with it is eliminating the things that pour into your doubt, right? And it might be people, it might be environment, it you know, might be old memories that you need to come to grips with, write on a piece of paper and burn, right? And go, I'm letting this go, I'm letting that failure go, I'm letting that disappointment go, that mistake. You know, action solves all things, right? So if we're going to fill our lives with the good, we also have to eliminate the bad, because there's no one who's become truly successful who didn't have great people and a good environment around them. But we have to be strong enough to say, hey, that doesn't work here anymore. If you choose to do this, you can't be a part of my life, or this memory has to go because it's not helping me serve anyone. I really think the big shift happened for me when I realized that I helped one person. Right? I helped one person. I said, you know what? There's more people I can help. And who's going to lose if I don't go win? Right? I look at how many times I wanted to quit on this journey, how many times I thought about it. And I go, look at the thousands of people who would have quit on their dream and wouldn't have the skills that I've shared with them if I would have quit or not eliminated those things or not filled the holes of my life with good things. You have to turn from yourself and turn outward and go, people are going to lose if I don't go win today. I have to show up. I'm forced, right? Having kids will make you level up. Sure. Don't go have kids, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, they're watching. I can't fail. I'm showing them how to go live and build a legacy.
That's really powerful. I mean, it's different when you think about how other people are affected by your work, especially family, versus if it's just you, because there's that added reason, and it's a very strong reason to put in the work that you have to do. And as I mentioned way like at the very beginning of the show, I mean, you had three jobs at one point working 80 to 90 hours each week, and they're only 168 hours in a week. So at one point, 80 to 90 of them were going to three different jobs. And now you're inspiring others through things like your book, I Choose Joy, and several other initiatives that you've done. So how are you able to take the actions that you took and go from that person working 80 to 90 hours every week at three jobs to your success right now?
A lot of tears, a lot of hard work. I mean, here's the thing, right? Most of us have a trigger inside of us of hope, right? There's hope. We've had a taste that things could be better, that we could do more, that we could make a difference. And people do a lot of things with those, okay? Half the people in the world live on it like it's a drug. My good friend Keith Duterte, he's a speaker as well. He calls it hopium, right? People live on hopium, this drug that just things are going to get better one day, right? But then there's the other half of people who give it a go, who say, this isn't just hope. This isn't just a fluke thought. This is my legacy. This is something I'm committed to. And for me, I was part of that half. I was part of that half that said, it's more than hope. It's my commitment, my gratitude for having breath, right? When your life's threatened with dying, the breaths become more valuable, I believe. And so what I would suggest is that people learn to learn from other people's mistakes, right? What if you were me and tomorrow you went to the doctor and they told you you had cancer? Would you want to quit on everything, or would you go, I'm going to make this moment count, right? It's learn from my mistake, that you never know how old you are. You never know how gifted you are. You never know when your moment's up. And for me, I knew that my breath, I wanted to make count. I had no idea it was going to make this big of a difference, I will tell you. So every day, day in, day out, I committed to those three things. Honestly, this is what I attribute everything to, is gratitude every day. Focused on my goals that I had, three of them, every single day. This is all in I Choose Joy. It explains how I did it and what I did at 90-day checkpoints. I run 90 days at a time before I breathe, right? and then growth, right? I went through 5 years of college and never finished a book. Like, I was not a reader. It was not normal for me. Be glad I'm not doing what I went to school for, because I would have been a really bad nurse. Just saying, I didn't finish books. So, you know, be glad I'm not yours. But, you know, I learned how to read through the Audible app, through CDs. I know they don't have those much anymore, but I did listen to CDs in my car every waking moment. I was learning. I was putting good information. I was listening to Og Mandino, the greatest salesman in the world, because everything sales. I listened to those 10 scrolls, like, you know, they were my mantra. And when I forced myself to rise up every day is when I got control of my mind. So gratitude, growth, and goals are what I focused on every single day. I couldn't focus on more. I had too many hands and too many things, too many jobs, my kids, struggling, finances, fear, cancer. Those things can overtake you. So I had to make it simple. Have gratitude every day. Right? Learn every day, grow, implement as much as you can every single day, and then focus on what you want, right? If you're focused on it, you make it happen. You see little holes in the world or opportunities that you wouldn't normally see because you're focused on a goal. So gratitude, growth, and goals, man, that's how I did it every single day. And that's still how I do it.
The three G's. I mean, it's easier to remember when you think of it that way, with gratitude, growth, and goals. And it very important. It's something that Danelle does every single day. It's not like she stops. Like, she's achieved her success. She could stop learning now. She continues to compound, and that's what allows her to continue to grow her results over time. And we've talked about Audible a few times. Danelle said that, like, that's one of the ways she reads books. And if you guys want a 1 month trial to that, you can head over to markgabrity.com/audible for that. And one of the things I love asking people is for some of their favorite book recommendations. So, Danelle, I'm wondering if you could share with us three great books that you could think of that would have a positive impact on us.
Absolutely. Well, a couple of my favorites are for sure Relentless. Relentless is Tim Grover's book. Tim Grover's a dear friend of mine who is actually the mental physical coach for Michael Jordan, the most famous player in the world, right? Who wouldn't want to be inside that mind? But that's Tim Grover's book. It's really brought to light who I was and the fighter that was in me, and that it was okay, right? The 10X Rule, Grant Cardone, sure makes me drive hard, for sure. And I think the basic book that every entrepreneur, especially younger entrepreneurs, should read first is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. You know, I mean, I could list 100 books. I do a read that I put out usually every quarter of my favorite reads. And, you know, follow those, man. Whoever's leading, like Mark, everybody here needs to be following Mark for sure. And listening to what he is, because you're driving and doing it. So, I mean, the world is going to give you the results that you learn and are prepared for. So, you know, it's how big your library is that's really going to make the difference for everybody.
Danielle, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. A lot of great ones in there. And for Breakthrough Success listeners wanting the links to those in the show notes, those are over at markaberry.com/E136. And before we wrap up this episode, I'd like to flip the tables a little bit. So Danielle, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
That's a great question. I think every single day, I look at everything I've done and I say, before my head hits the pillow, what more could I do? How could I be better? Right? How could I personally make a greater change? Right? There's three questions I ask every day. Like, what do I need to keep doing? What's working? Right? What do I need to stop doing? Right? what am I doing that is not creating greater success? So what do I keep doing? What do I stop doing? And what do I start doing? What am I not doing that would bring me greater success? Like, am I not writing gratitude? So those three questions, what do I keep doing? What do I stop doing? And what do I start doing, are probably the best questions you could ask yourself every day.
Danielle, thank you for providing us with those great questions and for sharing all these incredible insights throughout our time together. And gratitude is something very important, which is why I was very happy to have you on the show. And if you guys want to learn more about Danielle, don't forget to get her book, I Choose Joy, The Daily Gratitude Practice That Will Transform Your Life. And she also has a program where you get 1 year of mentorship and courses. It's one of the best programs available for helping entrepreneurs, Life Intended Pro. You can learn more about that at lifeintendedpro.com if you want that 1 year of mentorship and courses. It starts at, I mean, it is just $100 per month, which is low compared to some of the options available. Well, Danielle, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. It was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love what you're doing. Keep it up. Incredible. If I can ever help you, you let me know.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markaberry.com/retweets.